The Reds lost to the Brewers on Saturday night at Great American Ballpark, 10-2 the final score. Hunter Renfroe hit a pair of two-run homers and drove in five runs as the Brewers beat Cincinnati for the third night in a row. Graham Ashcraft came off the IL. He gave up four runs in four innings of work. Kyle Overton allowed five runs in three innings in relief. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Cowboy, another tough ball game tonight. And you know it doesn't go well when you end up with a position player on the mound at the end of the night, as was the case tonight for the Reds with Aleo Lopez finishing this ball game off. But we did see the return of Graham Ashcraft from the injured list, and it was kind of a mixed bag from Graham tonight.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball well for the first three innings. I thought he ran out of gas there in the fourth. The ball started to elevate a little bit on him. I think he tried to kick it into a higher gear, and then his location suffered a little bit. But we know what Ashcraft can do. I mean, this is his first time back. I think the adrenaline got a little bit of the best of him there early in the ball game. I mean, he was pumping it when the game started. I mean, he was 101, 100 on just about every pitch there for the first inning and a half.
A little bit different for a guy like Connor Overton because, well, we've only seen a small sample of Connor Overton, so probably not quite the same as is the case with Graham Ashcraft. It was also the return of Overton tonight. What'd you make of his performance?
I just thought he had a difficult time with his location. And I think any time that you're a spot thrower and you're not an overpowering pitcher and you've got to rely on your location, which is where Overton's at, when you have that big layoff and all of a sudden you get out there, you're back, the adrenaline's pumping, that's when the location suffers a little bit. I thought he kind of gathered himself in his second inning, and then after that, it just looked like to me in that third inning he was just flat gassed.
Reds fall, final score 10-2. The Brewers beat the Reds. Yid, back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Brewers on Saturday night 10-2, and now to the highlights. The Reds got on the board first in the bottom of the first of this game. With two outs, Kyle Farmer walked against Corbin Burnes. Stuart Fairchild singled to left, moving Farmer to second base. Next up, Alejo Lopez.
The 2-1. And Lopez lines it to right. That's a hit. Farmer digs for third, getting the wave around. Here comes the throw from Renfroe. It is up the first baseline. Farmer is safe standing. And around to third is Fairchild on the RBI single by Alejo Lopez.
Graham Ashcraft made the start for Cincinnati, and he kept Milwaukee off the board in the first three innings, but that changed in the fourth. With one out, Rowdy Tellez singled. That brought Hunter Renfroe to the plate.
Here's the payoff. And Renfroe hammers it. Deep to left field and way out of here. That is above the Kroger strikeout sign and left. Into the second deck, it is a two-run home run for Hunter Renfroe. And for Renfroe, it is number 26. And it puts the Brewers on top 2-1.
The Brewers weren't finished scoring in the inning. With two outs, Andrew McCutchen doubled. Luis Urias was hit by a pitch. And then Omar Narvaez and Tyrone Taylor increased Milwaukee's lead.
1-2 pitch. And that's through the vacated left side of the infield. Up with it, Fairchild. Here comes McCutchen to the plate. The throw is late. And it's 3-1, Brewers. 1-0 off the end of the bat, looped into right field. That's a base hit for Taylor. Here comes Urias to the plate. He will score. Around to third base is Narvaez. 4-1, Brewers on the RBI single by Tyrone Taylor, his 50th RBI of the year.
Connor Overton replaced Ashcraft in the fifth, and the Brewers added to their lead. With one out, Rowdy Tellez walked, and that brought Hunter Renfroe back to the plate.
How much can that derail the momentum? And now Renfroe tees off, sends another long fly ball to deep left field. Fairchild is at the wall. He looks up. It's gone. Another two-run home run for Hunter Renfroe, his second of the game, his 27th home run of the year. And it is 6-1. In favor of the Brewers, they have hit 42 home runs against the Reds this year, now two shy of the National League record.
After they scored in the first, the Reds' offense sputtered. They went out in order in the second, third, and fourth. Matt Reynolds walked leading off the fifth, but he was doubled up, and the Reds went out in order again in the sixth. Milwaukee added three more runs in the seventh. Christian Yelich walked to begin the inning. Willy Adames was next up.
Adames readies at the plate. There goes Yelich. Ground ball down the left field line off the glove of Spencer Steer, and Yelich is going to score all the way from first base. He was on the move with the pitch, and he was a low fly. Down to second with a double is Adames, and it's a 7-1 Brewer lead.
With one out, Hunter Renfro came back to the plate.
Overton checks back in with Robinson. The pitch to the plate. Ground ball over a leaping Farmer. That's a base hit into left field. And another RBI for Renfro, his fifth of the night. That is four hits here tonight for Hunter Renfro. And it makes it an 8-1 Brewer lead.
Colton Wong then walked with two outs. Luis Urias brought another run home.
1-0 pitch to Urias, and it's a bullet into right center field. Quickly to it is Aquino, and he dropped it. And that's going to score a run, and then Aquino wildly throws the ball back into the infield. Farmer had to dive for it. And it's now a 9-1 Brewer lead.
The Reds did add their second run in the bottom of the seventh. Stuart Fairchild walked to begin the inning. He moved to second on a ground ball. He moved to third on an Aristides Aquino infield single, and Matt Reynolds plated him.
One ball, one strike count. Runners at first and third base. And a bullet into right field. That's a base hit. The Reds will score another run. On to third is Aquino. And it's a 9-2 ball game.
Cincinnati went down in order in the bottom of the eighth. Alejo Lopez came on to pitch the ninth for the Reds. And the first batter he faced was Rowdy Tellez.
Judge fell one spot behind Xander Bogaerts today. Race for the batting title, the 1-1. And Tellez tees off, sends a long fly ball deep right field, and it is gone. That is 43 home runs that the Brewers have hit against the Reds this year for Rowdy Tellez. It is his 33rd home run of the year, and it's his 7th against Cincinnati. And it is 10-2 Milwaukee.
The Reds went out in order in the bottom of the ninth, and that was that. Reds fall 10-2. Here are the totals for Milwaukee. 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They stranded 5. Burns the winner, 11-8. Ashcraft the loser, 5-4. Home runs in the game. Renfro, 2 of them, number 26 and number 27. Tellez, number 33 for Milwaukee. 2 hours, 57 minutes, 20,472 on hand at Great American Ballpark. With the victory, the Brewers are now 12 games over 500 at 82-70. The Reds fall to 59-93. The finale of this four-game series comes your way Sunday afternoon as left-hander Nick Lodolo goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He's 4-7 with a 3.90 ERA. Right-hander Freddie Peralta will pitch for Milwaukee. He's 4-3, his ERA 3.45. We're on the air with the pregame show at 1:10. First pitch is scheduled for 1:40. And once again, the final score on Saturday night, the Brewers beat up on the Reds 10-2. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.